We're going to continue our study of the Makot. Did we do the Malbim on the Seder Hashemi Adash in the sheets?
Yes.
We did. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll just read it out loud just to remind ourselves. We have these sheets if you want. Those ones. Next to Karen. Okay. Uba'asher Seder Hazeh Hashemi Shel Adash Dirayim, where it says Malbim. Okay. Ba Levarer Pinat HaHashgacha. Okay. The idea of Hashgacha. So until now we said, because the first was Lema Bezot Teda Ki Ani Hashem, and then this one is Ki Ani Hashem Bekerav Haaretz. It's not just there is a God that God created, but that God created and Bekerav Haaretz, and is still here, is still with us, is still he's Mashgiach Al. He's overlooking. Hashgacha means to oversight. Okay, Hashgacha Pratit, in personal oversight. Ukemoshe Katuv, as it is written, Leman Teda Ki Ani Hashem Bekerav Haaretz. That you will know. That is so the Malbim says these are keywords. Okay, and we saw that in Arav, so now we're going to be in Dever. So let's read Dever. Dever begins in Perek Tet. Okay, so each time we're going to ask ourselves, remember, where was it? What was the nature of the case? So we say that this attribute of God is, okay, the idea of Hashgacha, these three. So that's why it's put in three, because the Malbim divides it per each set of three. I'm going to ask where it was, what was the point, what was the physical location, is there a warning? And I'm just going to remind you, last time we saw also references to Machar, to tomorrow, right? That Paro started, if you remember, like in the first plague, when you want me to get rid of it? So Paro said, yeah, tomorrow. Okay? We also noticed in the first set, Dam Tzvardea Kinim. It's very interesting. Dam is in the Nile. Tzvardea is also the low, the ground, Kinim. It also starts from there, but remember, the first one doesn't affect them, it affects their environment. The second one affects their environment. And the third one affects who?
Personal.
Personal. Okay, so we're going to see this theme come across as well. Arov, we did Arov, we just said we had this whole debate about what it was, wild animals or not, but it definitely didn't kill anybody. Okay, we're on Dever. Dever is what?
What is the Arov, what's God's power over what, the land?
A rope?
Yeah. Because then we discussed it with those little maps to see if it could be in the air.
Yeah.
What if you put?
He writes land animals because he said it's land animals, but I don't know what would be the point. You know what I'm saying? Actually, in mine, it's even better. Because in mine, it's the insects or like the smallest animals, and then what's Deber?
Everything got sick, no?
What got sick?
The big animals.
The animals. And then what's Shkin?
The people got
right. You go from in my papers, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
if you say bugs, like small, medium, large. But anyway, well, okay, let's read in Perek Tet.
Like West Nile.
What?
Like West Nile virus, if you think about it.
Why?
Mosquitoes.
Zika, right?
And then they affect the animals.
Right.
And then it affects the people.
Right. Okay. Vayomer Hashem el Moshe. This is actually the beginning of Parshat. Oh, no, not Parshat. We'll get to Bo in a second. Vayomer Hashem el Moshe. Bo el Paro v'diparta ilav. Go, come to Paro. Bo. Come to Paro and speak to him. And say to him, Ko amar Hashem Elohei Hebrim shalach et ami v'ya'avduni. Okay, so says the God of the Hebrews, says, send out my nation and they will serve me. Ki im ama'in atal l'shaleach. If you refuse to stand out and you continue to hold on to them.
I just have to say, it's interesting that you say the word bo.
Bo means to come. Lay.
Right, as opposed to go. Bo implies that you're with somebody.
Hold on. I'm interested. That's the first one. So the interesting one, so we would look at Tzvardea. And let's see if Tzvardea, what's the language? If you look back, interestingly, Perek Zayin Pasuk Kaf. Vav, hold your place here. I know we're all over the place, but that's what we do. Okay, Perek Zayin Pasuk Kavav. What does it say?
Bo.
Okay, and where are you going to see the third one? Now guess. Which is? Mm-hmm. Which is, where's the third one?
What do you mean? Bo. I mean, where are we going to see Bo again? Or
mm-hmm. Where should you see Bo again?
In Arba.
Mm-hmm. Okay, do you? Take a look. Arbe, Perek, Yud, Pasuk, Aleph. Okay, so I would actually put that in it. Now that you have that, you notice that. It's very good. It's actually true. And you don't see it in other ones. So for some reason, okay, the first of each, let's do it this way. The first one of each set, Dam, Arov, and we're going to see Barad also, it's Hashkem Baboker, V'hityatsev.
What appeared in the morning?
Yeah, appear in the morning. Get up in the morning, v'hit yatsev, and appear. The second is bo. Karen, what's the next question now?
What is the third?
Oh, the third is? What's the third? Each one?
Was no warning.
No warning at all. Mm-hmm. Okay? Each one. It's so fascinating. So you're absolutely correct. There's a pattern in each one. Do you understand what I'm saying? You with me? Or not really?
I am.
Nikki, look at me like
that. It's still the bow still implies, like, come, it's like we're going together.
What? Bow El Paro.
It's like you're going on your own or appear, but bow is like a unit. Come with me.
Oh. You know, with?
Come, like, you say come, and then the next word is usually with.
So who's saying it?
Hashem is saying to Moshe.
Fascinating.
To Paro.
No, I'm with you totally. I'm not arguing at all. You're right. Why doesn't it say Lech El Paro? Bo is a very interesting.
Yeah.
Got to look that one up. I don't know exactly, but I'm interested in the pattern. So like, I'm interested in Dam. Like, it just so happens that, like, by the way, I marked it in. I don't know if you did. It's probably worthwhile. So it's easier for me to see because I marked in my Tanakh when Dam starts. You know what I'm saying? So you can start finding. Dam starts with Lech El Paro, Lech Baboker. It's lech, go, and lehit yatsev, stand up. Okay?
Is Arav also lech?
One more time?
Arav, is it also lech?
Hold on, that's a vekinim. Let's go to Arav. Hashkem baboker, vehit yatsev.
Okay, so there's no lech.
No lech. Hashkem vehit yatsev. And then, where am I looking at? Dam to vekinim, Arav de Avashkin, Barad, Hashkem baboker, vehit yatsev. Hit yatsev. What does the hit yatsev mean?
To like stand.
It says station yourself.
Station yourself, right. Place yourself before Paro. Okay, and the second one is bo el Paro. Third one, nothing. We're happy to see about why it says go. All right, let me, if you give me a second, I'll look it up. I'll see in Svardeya. Chavva. Is that in Chavva? I'm sure, like, this is something maybe I should pick up on.
For each set.
Yeah, here's my mask. No, it doesn't say. It's interesting. So where would it say? The midrash doesn't pick up on why it says bow. Hold on.
And
for
the Akim. Yeah.
All of them.
No. The third one is obviously the beginning of Parshat Bo.
Yes, because
they
talk about Bo.
They don't. Doesn't say Bo. All right. I'm going to have to ask my colleagues on the interweb and see what they come up with.
That's an interesting question.
Isn't it? Like, why specifically both?
Because especially, like, we've got such a big history of Lech Lecha.
Right. You know what I'm saying? So everyone understand, the first of each three is Lehit Yatsev. The second one is
like
both.
Like
the third one is nothing.
One's like a commandment and one's like an invitation. Both is like an invitation. Mm-hmm. If that makes sense.
I like your, for your first shot. Bo El Paro, come with me to Paro. Very interesting. I don't know. I don't know. Okay, so we're up to, we're now back, we're still back in Or Yarov?
Yeah. Deber.
Deber. Ah, Bo El Paro, Perektet. Bo El Paro, V'dibar Ta'ilat. Komar Hashem lo yavim shalach dem yiv yadun ki'im ma'en atal v'shaleach v'odcha mechazik pam. If you refuse to send out, okay, if you ma'im ma'en, hold on, ma'im ma'en. This is fascinating. What? Okay. Hine yad Hashem hoyam b'miknecha asher basadeh basusim b'chamorim b'gmalim b'bakar u'batzon dever kaved meod. Behold, hand of God, hoyah. Hoyah. Anyone?
Is on your livestock.
What's that? How does it translate?
the hand of Hashem is on your lifestyle.
On, hoya. Oh. Like from the word is of. Okay? Okay? On your mikneh, your livestock, in the fields, your horses, your donkeys, your camels, bakar, batzon, sheep, cattle, dever, kaved, mo, dever, pestilence. What is dever? Any biologists here?
Epidemic.
An epidemic. What? Yes. It's pestilence, right? Don't they? You get pestilence?
No. I would think this word means haya hodeh v'tihiya.
Haya, hoya.
Because that fits in with absolute power.
Okay. But I'm looking for textual. Okay, whatever. Okay. V'hifla Hashem ben mikne Yisrael u'ben mikne Mitzrayim v'lo yamut mikol libnei Yisrael davar. What is the word v'hifla? Very important word.
Prejudice.
What?
Prejudice.
No. Where did you get that from?
If you haplaya, it's prejudice.
Haplaya, very good. Haplaa in is lahaf is to distinguish. It's a separation. Okay, be flawed. God will separate.
She found the book.
What?
I found the book also.
Where? You did? What do you say? Who's he quoting? Firstly.
Orachim.
Okay.
This expression always implies that Moshe and Aaron were to enter Pharaoh's private chambers without permission. Talmud records that even though the palace was well guarded, they were always able to enter at will.
That's what Rechaim says. Mm-hmm. One second. How does that make sense in the context of the second level?
Absolute power. They had the power. The power of them.
No, remember, well.
With Hashem.
Remember, I'm just trying to show you. I'm looking at this. I'm looking at these themes. I have section one, section two, section three. But each one, I have. What's the goal of the first one? So the goal of the first in each one is ki'ima'en. If you don't send me out, okay, hityasev, right? This is exactly the same language. Ima'en atah l'shalech. If you refuse, in each one we see this exact language. Ima'en atah. If you refuse to send out, then I'm going to do some warning. The second one is it's like, it's not a warning per se, it's like there's a punishment coming. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's not a like, I'm sending you a message. The first one is a message. The second one is like a threat. Okay. And the third one is...
So showing up in his chambers is a threat.
Yeah, right. That's, you understand what I'm saying?
Meaning, it's supposed to be connected.
Everybody understand what I'm trying to... I know, I'm sorry to confuse. Right. I wish I had like a blackboard here. Because I'm, you know... Right, like it's like in the if I like you take the I feel like I'm losing you a little bit. Possibly, I'm good. Okay, that's fine. I'm gonna write it out.
Message, threat, and then the third one is
dirt. I have three and three, right? So in dam, right? Sardeya.
I can get out.
Sardeya, kinim. Okay, in dam we always saw the word. How do we say? Hashke hityatzev. We also saw the language in each one. In each one, it says, "Ki ima en atah l'shaleach." If you refuse to send them out, okay. We saw bezot teida. We also saw the language of bezot teida in each one. Leman teida. And the third one, "Bamzer dar kinim adu between barad and barad." We're going to see, okay, ba'avur teida. So there's always like hityasev, and then you should know. Stand up, it's like send a message. The first one is always a message. The second one we saw is the language of bow. Okay? And ki ima enata. Ima enata, if you refuse. Okay?
And then three is carrying out of an action.
You understand? Everyone with me? The second one is bow and ima enata. Always, always. So we have like this level, and then this series of. Everybody with? Like I'm getting these blank stares. You're not with me? You're with me. Good. Tell me your name again. I forgot.
Danielle,
you with me? Okay, good. Okay. So where are we? We're in Arov Deber. We're right here in Deber, and we see. What do we see? We see exactly that. Bo el Paro, ki im ena tal shaleach v'orcha machzikam, and then you're going to get slammed.
Wait, but I still don't understand what Arov Haim said.
What?
If they're always able to get to Paro's chambers.
Uh-huh. That's a threat. That's a threat. The first one is a message. Let my people go. The second one is, let my people go.
The
Rechaim is saying he loses the language of go into his inner chambers. I like that. Because you want to send him the message, specifically in the second one, that you're vulnerable.
They just show up.
But he wasn't able to turn up there anyway.
What?
But he didn't.
On the first one, he didn't just turn up. It was like he came by invitation and made an appointment with the secretary. He appeared. He made an appointment. The second one, he didn't make an appointment.
So only when Bo is used, it's implying that they went to...
According to Or HaChaim. Right. March in.
Okay.
Right. March in. And you show up and he's like, how'd you get in here? Wouldn't you like to know? Right? That's like
that's
a beautiful prayer.
What you were saying. I just couldn't understand what you were saying.
Okay, but you understand what I'm saying? I mean, I'm trying to show that I have these, the man keda, right? There's God in the midst of the land, but each one is a progression within the same series.
But it's also connected to the attribute of Hashem.
What?
It's also, if you look at the...
Correct. That's what the Rambam is saying, that there's a vertical progression, and also there are similarities in each one. It is pretty cool. I love this. I actually love this stuff. I think it's so fascinating. Like when you pull the text apart and you see that, right. It is. You could use a blackboard here. Right on the window. Okay. Don't they have like pens?
They do.
What?
So Adina loves doing this.
Yeah? Okay. Good. The Hiflah. Hiflah is interesting. Hiflah is discrimination. Hafla'ah, there's a Rambam. The Rambam, there's a sefer in the Rambam called Hafla'ah. Hafla'ah is the elevation, the distinction of Jews, right? So it's Hifla Hashem bein miknei Yisrael or bein miknei Mitzrayim. V'lo yamud beYisrael davar. Your cattle are going to die. Our cattle are not going to die. How do diseases usually work?
Everybody
gets it.
Well, not everybody. It's random.
But
a certain percentage.
Right, but it's not like. By the way, what's so unique about this is where are the, like. Are the Jews in Goshen or are the Jews enmeshed in, like, correct? It can't be. It must be that the Jewish cattle in Egypt, there wasn't like the Jewish cattle over there, that wouldn't be a big deal, right? It must be that the Jews who own cattle, you know, theirs didn't die. It was statistically impossible.
How could they own cattle if they were slaves?
Our perspective of slavery, I think, is a little bit different than theirs. They clearly had community, had lives. You know what I'm saying? But then they were forced to work, I guess. It's not necessarily the same. Who's going
to
feed you?
You had to feed yourself.
Right.
I mean, they probably grew their own plants and had their own chickens, you know, and cattle.
Right. Your sheep's
again.
Right. Correct. I think it's just a different, it's a much more...
I'm writing on the wrong sheet.
Are you writing on her sheet?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. She is right here.
Yeah.
Oh, she was cheap. Okay. Miriam's writing for you. Move down, make space, okay? It must be that they were clearly a mission. They also had their own lives. You know, they had, it's interesting.
Smaller.
What?
They were probably more community, whereas the Egyptians maybe had their own towns, the Jews maybe had communal towns.
I don't know. Hard to know.
That's the difference between
the...
What?
And also there was
it would be a fascinating question.
And there was
this would be something somebody would do a doctorate on about the study of the lives of slaves. If you would know, the problem is you would never be so hard to know because there's so little records of the aristocracy, so you don't know how they lived. It's very fascinating. So I'm doing Mishnah Yomi. So there's a Mishnah about Rabban Gamliel, and he mourned. The Mishnah says at the beginning of Brachot, he mourned for his slave Tevi. It was Eved Kenani, because they said they didn't have Eved Ivri. There were no Jewish slaves back then, but there were non-Jewish slaves. Everybody had non-Jewish slaves. So the Mishnah says, the students asked, how are you doing Avelut? Halacha says there's no Avelut for slaves. Because A, they're not fully Jewish. There's like an in-between. Okay? And B, they're not. He says, Tevi was different. Tevi was a kasher. So if you do a little research, you see this Tevi was like a Ben Bayit. The Gemara says that even the kids, his children, called Tevi Abba. Like they related to them as like second parents, you know, like really members of the family. And you, what? I'm saying, you South Africans, for us Americans, it's totally an anathema to have like, you know, it's like someone who is on the one hand subservient to you, but at the same time, someone who's a member of your family, who you love dearly and they love you. And it's just very different from our way of thinking that you all can probably relate to in a different way. Yeah? I don't know, you're not that bad. Where is it from where you're from? What?
Same
thing?
Yeah.
So, I mean, so Avdut, like, was often an opportunity for a person to elevate his status and you know, reach an appointment, a place in employment that you never would have had otherwise. Now, did the Torah need to make it, you know, ownership? No, that's why we did away with it. But one could suggest that are people better off now that nobody's hiring them, or that, you know, like, just listening
to...
They
go to jail.
What?
Yeah.
I was listening to an American, This American Life, what's it called? And they're doing this report about how, like, people sharing beds. And there's this, they were doing it about migrant workers, illegal migrant workers in upstate New York, how they work like 8 hours on, 8 hours off, and they kill themselves in order to make money to go back home, really. But it's not humane the way they live and the way they're treated and the amount of hours that they work, because it's illegal, you know? Not everything is perfect when you try to create... You know, when you speak down about other certain levels of status, I would put it that way. Okay, so we're still in. Okay, so this is the hapla'a. Pasuk hey, vayaper ket pasuk hey, vayasem Hashem moed lemor, machar yaase Hashem adavar zebaaretz. What do we find? Tomorrow, right? The plague will come out. Vayas Hashem et hadavar hazeh mimacharat. Again, this idea of mimacharat, the next day. Vayamat kol miknei mitzayim. Umimiknei b'nei Yisrael lametechad. All the cattle, they all died. Not one died among the Jews. Statistically impossible. Okay? Vayishlach paro v'hinei lo met miknei Yisrael ad echad. Vayichva le paro v'lo shilach etam. Okay, now what did the Egyptians immediately do? Not one Jewish cattle died.
They went to the Jewish cattle.
Yeah, of course, they just took the Jewish cattle. Right. So it's interesting that God left Paro and out. Right. On the one hand, what do we say? If this idea of go and show that there's a threat, ki ani l'man teidach, ki ani Hashem bekerav ha'aretz, I'm in your midst. Okay? There's no science here. There's no understanding. There's no logic. You can't explain this in any way. Right? Cattle, whatever, genetics of my cattle versus genetics of your cattle. The cattle is born from the same cattle. Bought at the same markets. Same thing. Mine died, yours didn't die. How is that possible? It's not possible. What's the only answer?
God.
There's something else going on.
But they were slaves, so they had property.
What?
They were slaves. They had property.
We discussed this. We think they must have had their own property. Okay. One second.
Well, they have to have, because when they left, they marked their houses with the blood of an animal, so...
Well, they had sheep. And they took
that.
They had food. They had whatever.
It's different than living somewhere.
Okay. Next one. So now we're going to go. Shchin. Okay, whatever. Down to the Arab Gever. Shchin. So it's number 3 in our chart, right?
And wait, this is something.
Shchin. You already know what to expect here, right? Now that we know our chart, what are you going to see?
No warning.
No warning. Just boom. Okay? What do we see? V'yom Hashem Moshevi Alaron. Kuchu lachem alochof nechem piach kivshan. Uzrako Moshe Hashemayim aleinei paro. Right, walk up to him, go into the furnace, pull your hands out, and go. Perek tet pasuk chet. Okay, throw it up into the heavens. It's interesting. Remember now, physically in your chart, where are we moving towards? Okay, God's power over Arov, we said, was either land animals or bugs, right? Vermin, epidemic, dever, God's power over
animals.
Shchin, God's power over
air. People.
Mm-hmm. Who's going to get the shit?
This is horrible.
Right. What?
This is horrible.
And
no one can help anyone.
I mean,
it's...
What?
Does this also only affect the Egyptians?
Yeah, sure. Okay, and remember that we had the warnings, right? Warning, but now that I do this again, we have to do it much more sophisticated. It's not just warning. Hityatsev is the warning. The second warning is bo. And then the third one is no warning.
Right.
So I should... When I redo the chart, I'll make more space to write it in. Okay?
Here it was on the people. And
let's see.
And on the animals also.
Really?
Yeah.
Hold on. Pasuk tet. V'hayal le'avak al kol eretz Mitzrayim. It becomes dust on all of them. And Moshe Rabbeinu was like, you could see it. Anybody ever see the mummy? Anybody see the mummy? Like you throw it up and it like spreads all over Egypt. No. Hallelujah, we can do anything now. Okay, v'haya al adam ba'al behema, v'shchin poreach aba'abuot, boils poreach aba'abuot, festering, blech, disgusting, pus. You're the medical person, okay? B'chol eretz Mitzrayim, all land of Egypt. V'yikhu et piach ha'kivshan, they did this, they took the piach kivshan, I think it means the soot. The soot from the furnace.
Yeah.
Okay, just think for a moment. It's a very interesting question.
It's totally dead.
What's the issue of the soot from the furnace?
It's dead. There's nothing you can do with it.
Interesting. The furnace, though. Yeah, there's something about the furnace.
And also things normally are purified.
No, once something is burnt, once it's burnt, you can't reburn it. You can't do anything with it.
What was the furnace
no
used
value.
For? Yeah, the only thing I think of is making the bricks.
Okay.
But why would it be
as long
in
as
they're
not
like
throwing the
babies
down there?
The idea of furnaces and
right.
The idea of furnaces and soot, yeah. Right? It raises all kinds of other images in our minds. Okay. Vayikru et piya hakivshan, vayamdu lifnei paro, vayizrok oto moshe ha-shamayimah. Right, this festering boils about men and people. Interesting. So it's not humans, it's humans and people, humans and animals. They took the Jews' animals. They took them. They took them. Yeah, they took the Jews' animals. What do you mean, what Jewish animals? Hey, our animals are dead. We need animals.
Right, we're hungry.
Remember, by the way, remember, there's a series of like the first level of plagues, Dam, Sfardei, Akinim, I pointed out to you, they were temporary. They didn't leave a lasting problem. The blood went away. They dug wells. Sfardei, the frogs, okay, they left a stench. But they didn't, you know, there were piles of them, but they didn't really affect anything in such a significant way. They didn't leave a lasting damage. Kinim, they suffered the lice, disgusting. But then they went away. Okay. Oh, that was terrible. Okay. Arov.
It killed.
Well, that's.
Oh, we don't know if it killed. We don't know. I don't know. Very weird.
Yeah.
Dever.
You can't really eat those animals.
Serious. Yeah. But not permanent. Why? Because they just took the animals of the. Clearly had animals now. Okay. Mm-hmm. Killed all their animals. Okay. Bad. We can fix this problem. Shin.
It's getting worse.
What?
It was a long time.
No, 1 year. You're gonna have 2 months. Like 10 months.
I
think.
Was it?
No. No,
wasn't
so it
maybe
like, wasn't over a period. It wasn't years. It was a period of months.
So maybe Shin happened in the winter, and then he had the furnace to keep him warm.
Nah, in Egypt.
It gets cold in the snow there a year or so ago in Egypt.
Once in a forever.
I'm saying like could be the timing of it. That was a cold.
I don't know. I don't. I've got to make this know. Okay. Velo pasuk yud aleph. Velo yachlu hachartumim la'amod lifnei Moshe b'shchei ha'shchin. Now we mentioned the sorcerers again, but couldn't even stand up because of this boils. Ki hashchin b'chartumim b'vuchol mitzayim. What's the point of mentioning the sorcerers now? What's the point of mentioning
there
them?
There was no one to help anyone. I don't know if that's.
But why, what is the point of the Chartumim? We've seen the Chartumim
before.
Because they
replicated
the Hashem control.
Before, they're the symbol of is this divine, is this godly, or is this not godly? Where did we first see the Chartumim? Where did we first see them?
Yeah.
They did it. Yeah. Right. Okay, we saw them again when they came back. When did they come back?
Friday.
Did they come back in Friday? 1 second. They said, one second. They said, Etzba Elokimi. Didn't they say at some point that this is the hand of God, this is the finger of God?
They said it with Kinan.
Ah. Vayamra Chatumi Amparo, Etzba Elokimi. Okay? And what is this called? What? And the next level is not an Etzba. What's it called? Where do we see that? Yad Hashem. But Yad Hashem is Endeavor. This is interesting. We see in Kinim Etzba, and then here we say the Endeavor is Yad Hashem. Very fascinating. Okay? And now the Chatumim come and say, remember, what's the point, according to the Malbim, of this series, of this level? The point is, there's Hashkacha. At the end of this series, and what do the Chartumim come and say? I can't say anything because I can't even stand up. Okay? And if we understand the Chartumim are the scientists of their time, so today, could you imagine, scientists can't say anything. Like today, science, they'd be exactly the same thing. Science, everything works well, there's nature. You know, scientists can't even stand up because they can't explain anything. Okay, and the Jews obviously aren't getting anything.
Where do they say it's Yad Hashem?
Yad Hashem appeared in Tet Gimel. Yad Hashem, God said it's Yad Hashem. Vayechazek Hashem et lev Paro, v'lo shama alehem kasher diber Hashem Moshe. But nonetheless, God hardened his heart. However, God did that. Okay, and Paro did not send them away. Next, we're on level.
It's weird because it's almost like Hashem speaking out of both sides of his mouth.
What do you mean it's almost like?
Well, because he doesn't really have a mouth. That's why it's almost like.
But no. God explicitly stated from the very beginning of the process that there would be these plagues. And Paro would not let you go. I.e., let me go. He don't want to let you go. Let me go. He won't let you go. What?
I'm saying there's no comfort for the Jews.
Remember, we talked about three levels. It was for the Jews, for the Egyptians, and for the world. Right. It was about the presence of God per se also. Right. That was the whole, the beginning of our discussion was based upon this idea. Barad. We got to move along because we were going to finish. Barad. Okay. Vayom Hashem El Moshe. What are you going to expect to see now? Remember, and according to our chart. Right. Hashem Yitzet. And what do you know? There we go. Vayom Hashem El Moshe. Hashkem Baboker v'hitatzev l'ifnei Paro. Okay, because remember, each one, the first one of the series, in the increasing series, is Let My People Go. And what else are you going to see? What else are you expecting to see?
That the Jews become more stronger.
No. In each one of the first ones, remember what we said each one was? Okay? We saw a teida, bavor teida. The first one was?
A message.
Okay, let's see. Ve'amarta ilav, ko amar Hashem Elohei Ha'ivrim shalach et ami v'ya'avduni. Okay, let my people go. Okay, why? Ki b'pam hazot, ani shaleach et kol magefotai. This time, I will send all of my plagues, magefot, el libecha, uba'avadecha, uba'amecha, ba'avur teda ki ein kamoni v'chol ha'aretz. So that you will know, it's not that there is a God, it's not that I am all power, it's not that, I have Hashkacha, now it's also,
there's nothing like me.
Look at the Malbim.
The uniqueness of Hashem.
Ain't somebody b'chol aretz, the whole world.
But that's limited.
So the whole world. Is here, I mean, is only Moshe, only Paro that's hearing the message from Hashem, while all of Mitzrayim, hearing the utterance.
You think Moshe only said it to him privately? It's interesting because he said it privately. He went to him in the book here in the morning. Like there wasn't an audience in front of it everyone should hear. I don't know, it's a good question. You see the Malbim back in your Hebrew English thing, the chart? Did they have to hear explicitly or they get it? And the idea is that they wouldn't hear but they would know anyway. Says the Malbim. Malbim in the third chart on the right. Hodialo, he showed him, Shizeh HaSeder HaShlishi Shel HaMakot. We're now up to level 3. Tachlito hu levarer lo pina hashlishit. Its essence is to clarify the third element. Shehashem lo hayicholet hamuchlat ke'en me'en kamohu. God has exclusivity. Shehagam shekvar bara mitziut Hashem. The first thing we clarified is the presence of God. Veshehashem hashgiach bekerev haaretz. And God's influence. Okay, so you can say, I got it. There's a God. Your God exists. We're here with you. Your God is power. He's got power. But there's a lot of gods I have to deal with. It was interesting. There was never a megama to convince the Egyptians to believe in monotheism. Right? There's only one God. Lo ti Elohim achirim. Only the Jews are given that at Hasinah. Very interesting. Why? Maybe that was just not reasonable.
Can't. Well, they were offered it. They didn't say that they were offered it.
The Midrash, we're not going to the Midrash. Okay? What? I happen not to be a fan of that Midrash.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. What?
I'm saying they were given the Masara before Harasina, that Aram Yitzchak Yaakov.
They knew about their ancestry and their history. Did they know about monotheism? That there's only one God?
What? This is what they were yearning to come back to. They didn't have it in the
You're 200 years later. You're 200 years after being, you know what 200 years is? And after being mired in a culture of polytheism and idolatry.
Which is why only such a small percentage came out.
Right, but I don't know if I agree with you. I don't know if that's reasonable. The proof is
Chedega. Proof. There might have been a Masorah within the community, but that's not necessarily the practice. Something that they went out and convinced other people to do.
Or themselves.
Because of their status, because of their number.
No, I don't know how much they believed it.
But what about?
I think like it's a. Just you have to think about what kind of like everything you know about the world was wrong. All the like the power you believe in certain powerful forces. What's going to happen when the Western world comes to realize that there's God and Hashgacha Prati, meaning like the Eastern world, the Muslim world believes in God. Okay. China, India,
idolatry.
America.
A different type of
ideology. Literally, you know what I'm saying? It depends which America, but there's really, you know, blue America or red America. Really. It's a huge culture war. But blue America? Oh, you know what I mean? Blue is liberal Democrat. They believe in the God of science, without a doubt. They believe in the God of, like...
Money.
No, I don't want to be that cynical. They believe in fairness and whatever, but they believe that in science. Whatever you can prove scientifically, and, you know, it's very, very powerful. Okay? What's going to happen when...
And the Republicans believe in...
Republican, the Christian majority are definitely more religious, definitely God-fearing, God-believing, whatever. Yeah. What's going to happen when everything... When it's very difficult and painful to come to the realization, you know, we say this is absolute certainty, that everything you knew about the world, that the whole way you understand existence is wrong. It's not so simple, right? Comes to explain why you need this series, this process, you know, that you can't just say in one fell swoop. And we also know that the things that happen in one fell swoop are short-lived and are not lasting. They just don't happen. They're not meaningful. Everyone's like, oh, you're all right, and then tomorrow they go back. Yeah. That's exactly the point. The Jews reached... What do you think that means? I mean, you don't understand it in the sense of like, oh, they touched dead bodies or whatever. They were marred culturally, sociologically, fundamentally, in the beliefs and the practices of the time. Nothing more, nothing less.
The Midrash says they kept three things. One of them is not monotheism.
No. What are their three things?
Their language, their dress, and their name.
Yeah. So then what were they? In today's day and age, what were they?
Cultural Jews.
That's right. Language, dress, and names. If Bernie Sanders dressed like a Jew, if he wore a talis, then you know what I'm saying? If he dressed like a Jew, because Jews dress differently.
But
say a little Yiddish and, you know, you have a shmear on the Sunday morning.
The minute you dress
not more, not less. People have this vision, like, we have these Haggadot, and the Jews have, like, open up the, like, you want to see, like, open up the Haggadot, you see the Jews have the peyot, and, like, the hat, and the jacket, and whatever. No, they were Egyptians. They were totally
Egyptian.
They dressed
differently, because the minute you
do you know why they dressed differently?
Because they were slaves.
That's because the Egyptians didn't want to dress like them. Like, this is, by the way, historically, that's the way it always was. The Jews, I once did a weekend in my show, we did a weekend on Rashi. And so I had a woman who was an artist, she did research, she drew this picture of what would Rashi have looked like. And one thing we found was the Jews had a certain kind of like cone hat, right, that the Jews wore. Because the non-Jews didn't want to dress like the Jews, they, like, you know, it was one, they wanted haflaya. What? Shraim was not Jewish.
No. Russian.
Right. Yeah. Shraim is not Jewish. You know.
I thought it was Polish noble.
Right. Polish noble. Right. Became. Shraimos are not Jewish at all. Now they are, but it's like weird. Okay. Think about it objectively. You wear a fur hat in Israel in the middle of the summer. What does that make any sense? What do we say about Polish uniforms? Remember we stopped the uniforms?
Well, our garb doesn't make sense either.
No.
Covering up in the heat.
No, I don't agree with that. That makes sense. That makes a lot of sense.
In the heat?
Yeah.
Not me. You say that doesn't...
You can wear... You can wear...
Even
I don't know why. It's interesting. I don't know why Muslim women wear black. I don't know why the hijab needs to be black. If I were Muslim, I would want to wear, like, the covering is one thing, but light colors, especially in the summer. And wear light colors.
Flowy farmer.
Right. Okay. Barad. We're already running out of time. Barad. Okay. Bavur teida. So this is what he said. Oh, I'm sorry. In the middle of the... I distracted myself. Hagam shekvar Hashem bara mitziyut Hashem b'shar Hashem hashkiach. Haya paro choshei paro thot. Shimzu'u od Elohim zulato. Hasholtim ba'aretz. There are other gods who also rule the world. Ulufamim yinatzchu oto. Right now, so like, okay, your God is important and powerful. I got to take him into account. But there are other gods. So therefore, kidei levarer hapina hazot ba'avor teda ki ein kamoni b'chol ha'aretz. So that you will know there is none like me. This is the, okay, you have other gods to worry about? Fine, but this is the God, the all-powerful God that you really have to worry about. Ein kamoni b'chol ha'aretz. Back in the Chumash. Why? Ki ata shalachti et yadi va'ach otcha ve'atamcha bedaver. I will hit you with dever. Dever is?
An epidemic.
I'm sorry. Batichachei min ha'aretz. What is dever? It's pestilence. Ve'ulan, ba'avur zo te'emaraticha. But for this reason I have stood you up. Ba'avur ha'otcha et kochi. So that you will see my power. Uleman saper shemi b'chol ha'aretz. These words of Ba'avur and Leman, where do we see the Ba'avur? Ba'avur Teda, so that you will know. So this is like, it seems to be an expansion of the reason. So you will know, I will show you my power, and Uleman, so that you will say over, now you're going to tell over my power. Odcha mistolel ba'ami bivilti sholcham. You are mistolel, you're messing around with, I don't know, you are playing with? How does it translate it? Mistolel pasuk yudzayim. You are what? Tread upon? Yeah, you're messing around with us. Hinani mamtir ka'et machar barad kaved ma'od. I will now mamtir, rain down, when?
Tomorrow.
Barad kaved ma'od. I love, for me, the tomorrow is like, I love it. Like his power brought it up. You know what? He's just like, getting it. Asher lo yakam ogum Mitzrayim v'dimyon hayom hibas da'adata. Never happened. Ve'ata. Shalach ha'ez et miknacha ve'et kol asher lecha basadeh. Kol adam ba'abayimah shimaseh basadeh ve'lo yaseh ba'baita. Listen, I'm warning you now. This hail is death hail. It's death hail. It is lethal hail. You want to save yourself? You have the opportunity. You don't want to save yourself? Your choice. Hayarei et dvar Hashem me'avdei paro, heinisit avadah v'et minyam olam batim. V'asher lo sam libo dvar Hashem, v'yazov et avadah v'et minyam olam basadeh. The problem is it's a financial consideration. If you believe it's going to happen, if you're afraid of God, then you'll bring everything in. But bring everything in is a process, right? Bring everything in, then I've got to shut down for the day, I'm losing a whole day of work. If you're not worried about it,
you've got to bring the cows in.
And the people. The cows, by the way, are, what are the meaning of the cows? The ox.
Well, the few that are left.
They're the tractors. You have to bring all your work animals in. Okay? It's normally, the animals are like way out in Yuhupitzville. You gotta worry about them. You know what I'm saying? So what happened? Riyam Hashem and Moshe, nite et yadcha al hashamayim. Stretch out your hand over the shamayim. So see, it's interesting. Where are we in the location now? Where was it? The first one was, right? It was, remember water? And then it was, Arov was on the land. Now where are we?
Sky
in the heavens.
But even
moving up.
The boils, you throw the dust
from the land to the sky.
Here,
right, this is progression, moving up. Stand up your hand on the sky. Moshe does this. Perek Tet, Pasuk Chav Gimel. Vayeg Moshe es Matehu al Hashamayim. You have to, I'm just pointing things out. What did God tell Moshe to stretch out?
His hand.
What did Moshe stretch out?
His staff.
Just leave it. Okay. Al Hashamayim, on the heavens. Vashem Natan Kolot Ubarad. Vatihalech Esh Arza. This is serious hail. Fire hail. It's not even midrashim. You don't need midrashim here. The hail is coming down. It's ice hail, but it's also fire, and it's also
heavy.
Kolot Ubarad. Okay? Thunder? Sounds. You know, like, if you ever seen any of those World War II movies, you know, with the.
I was just picturing when the hail comes down, but.
With the mortar.
Burn, like the houses?
Right, because they were inside. Yeah.
Burns the fields? I don't know. Okay.
But it's also scientific.
Vahi barad, va'esh mitlakachat v'tocha barad, kaved ma'od. Okay, the. There was never any hell like that. Pasuk okay. Vayach barad b'chol eretz Yisrael. Et asher haya besadeh me'adam v'ad behima. Anything in the field. Ve'et kol esev hasadeh hika habarad. Ve'et kol etz hasadeh shibir. Destroyed any grasses, any trees. Rak be'eretz Goshen, Asher Shem b'nei Yisrael lo haya barat. But no for the Jews. Vayishlach paro, vayikra lo Moshe Elon, v'yemar lehem chatati hapan. I've sinned hapan. This time I've sinned. My bad. Hashem atzadik v'ani v'ami harsha'im. It's fascinating. Okay? It's just a fascinating thing. We are right. God is righteous and we are the wicked. Hatir el Hashem v'rav miyot kolot Elohim v'barav. Okay, I'll send you, and you're not going to be able to go out. Pasuk Kaptet. V'yamer la Moshe ketzeiti el ha'ir, efrosh et kapi el Hashem. When I leave the city, I will stretch out my hand to God. Hakolod yechdelun, v'habarad lo tiye od. Leman teida ki Hashem ha'aretz. I would underline this. Leman teida again. Leman teida ki Hashem ha'aretz. So the land belongs to God.
Yeah. I think it's very interesting when you divide it up into six, that this plague alludes to the death of the firstborn, because apparently the
you know, every time you read it again you notice something new.
Rashi identifies this as the put the board rather than peril, which Moshe was now warning Paro.
One second. Rashi identifies what as Makat Bechorot? Where are you reading? On what pasuk?
Yud Bet.
Ah, the Dever. Well, no, wait.
No, not
Yud Bet. Yud Dalet. Ashalach et kol magefotai el libicha. That's what he means. I always send all of my plagues.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Let's go back.
Was hitting all the ripe fruits and killing them off, but not the fruits that
were. No, we don't need Rashi for that. Look in a second. We'll read on. Parak pasuk lamed aleph. Va'pishta va'se'ora nukata. Pishta. Let me out here. Se'ora is barley. Pishta.
Flax
and some barley were hit. Ki asora aviv va'pishta gibol, because those were early ripening fruits. But chita va'kusemet lo nuku, the wheat that had not yet sprouted, they were not. Because they were still, I don't know, not ripened. Okay, meaning it's very interesting. The Torah goes out of its way again to show you that Paro wasn't decimated. They weren't going to starve.
Right.
Oh, we lost all the barley. What about the wheat? No, the wheat's okay. You know what I'm saying?
Just
still like, and therefore. Vayitei Moshe mi paro el ha'ir et ha'ir vayifros kafar l'Hashem vayachdilu habara akolot v'habarad. Umatar lo nitach arta, right? The matar, the rain, i.e., the hail, lo nitach arta, didn't reach the ground. Chazal say a very fascinating midrash on this. Chazal say that the hail stopped in mid, the hail rocks stopped in mid air and stayed there. When did they come down? Anybody know?
Later.
When?
Maybe when they were running.
Very good. In times of Yehoshua, there's a time where like the Avnei al Gabish came down later. The Gemara says they somehow, I don't know, were transported from Egypt all the way to the land of Eretz Israel. And later on, when the Jews were fighting and trying to conquer the land, those same barad came down. Anyway, Vayar paro lamedalit ki chadala matar v'habarad v'kolot v'yosef lachto. As soon as you have a reprieve, this is human nature. Right? When things are bad, you turn to God, I'm going to say, this is terrible, I'll repeat, blah, blah, blah. As soon as you have a reprieve, even if it's like a tiny reprieve,
you forget.
Him and his servants. Arbeh, Bo. This is Parsha Bo, right? Mm-hmm. Next one. Vayomer Hashem and Moshe. By the way, this is not surprising now that we've seen in our little chart. Here we are. Okay. We have the Man Teda. What do we have here? Bo El Paro. Ki Ima Ein. Am I going to see that? Let's see if we find Ki Ima Ein. Bo El Paro. I have hardened his heart. Leman shitit otalai ele bikirbo, in order to place my signs bikirbo. Uleman. Now we have another element. Tisaper ba'aznei bincha uben bincha et asher hitalauti b'mitzrayim. Oh, so now it's not just about the Egyptians, but now this is the first time we're seeing that the makot are for the Jewish people. Ve'et ototai she'samti bam, v'yidatem ki ani Hashem. And you will know that I am God. Who?
The Jews.
The Jews will know that I am God. This is fascinating. Okay? Meaning, we've always been focusing on the Egyptians. But remember, the same process is happening for the Jewish people, who are not being punished, who are not suffering. They're watching it from the side. And they're beginning to question, beginning to wonder, and beginning to rethink. Like, we thought Moshe was going to let us go, but we didn't really understand the ramifications of what this was all about. It was much more significant than we thought. Vayomer, vayavo Moshe, v'yaron el paro, vayamru elav, komar shav l'vayarim, ad matai me'anta le'anod mipanai. How long, ad matai, until when, me'anta, you have refused to answer me. Shalach ami v'yavduni, each time we see the shalach, send my people go. What do we see here? Ki ima einata l'shalach et ami. Remember, we see that each time we saw in number one, right? Ki ima einata. Ki im, is that? Did I write that down? No, I'm sorry. Here we are. Remember here. Ki ima einata. We see the exact same language each time. Hinani mevi. Next word. Machar. Arbe bigvulecha. Now you're going to get arbe. Right? The locusts. Okay, what are the locusts going to affect? Where do they come from and what do they affect?
They come from the air.
They come from the air. And then they're going to, what are they going to do?
The ground. The remaining crop.
Right, they're going to decimate you. They're going to decimate you unless you will starve to death. Ki ima'in ata, b'chisa et ein ha'aretz, v'lo yuchal lir'ot et ha'aretz. It's going to be so overwhelming, you won't even be able to see the ground. V'achal et yeter ha'pleita ha'nisharet lachem min ha'barad. Okay, and they're going to eat the rest of the produce, the rest of the produce, whatever. Pleita is left from like Sheirita Pleita, whatever was left. They're going to eat every tree. Umalubatecha, ubatekol avadecha, ubatekol mitzrayim. Not only that, remember, Barad was outside. You could hide from it in your house. Here, it's outside and inside. You can't hide from it anywhere. Asher lo ra'u avatecha ve'avot avatecha miyom heyotam al adama ad hayom hazeh. From the day that they're, from the ground until today, vayifen vayetei me'im paro. He left. Okay. Vayamru avdei paro elav. So now Paro's servants are like, what's going on? Ad matai yezal lanu lemoke, shalach et ha'anashim. Right, send them out, etc., etc. We can't go into this, but Paro calls him back and says, who's going? And Moshe says, what do you mean who's going? We're all going. The hell with you, you're not all going. Forget it. Let's see the plague itself. Pasuk Yud Bet. Skip the Pasuk Yud Bet. Vayomer Hashem El Moshe, Nite Yadcha al Eretz Mitzrayim, Ba'arbe, Vayal al Eretz Mitzrayim. Okay, stretch out your hand on the land of Egypt, and it will come upon, it will rise up upon the land of Egypt. And whatever is left from the barad, it will eat. Pasuk Yud Gimel, I'm in Yud Gimel. Vayet Moshe et matehu al eretz Mitzrayim. Again, we see the interesting thing?
Not his hand.
The staff. Vashem nihag ruach kadim ba'aretz. And God made this wind in the land, this northern wind. Ruach kadim, northern wind? Ruach kadim? Eastern wind?
Kedesh. East wind.
Okay. Kol ayamahu v'chol halayla. Haboker haya beruach hakadim nesaat ha'arbeh. When did the arbeh come without saying it?
In the morning.
Okay. Tomorrow. Which morning? Tomorrow. I.e., it started, the wind starts. The wind is blowing. Lo and behold, what do you know? Tomorrow morning, along comes the arbeh. Vayal arbeh kol eretz mitzayim. Enach b'chol gvul mitzayim kaved ma'od. Lefanav lo haya kein arbeh kamo, v'acharav lo yiyya kein. It's so interesting, by the way. In this third, do you notice, by the way, in this third, Barad and Arbeh, we see this theme again, the third theme. It was never like this ever before and ever again. It was never hail like that. It was never Arbeh like it. Okay? This is unprecedented Arbeh. What is the purpose, remember, what is the purpose of this series according to the Malbim?
The uniqueness of Hashem.
Right. God is all powerful over every other thing. So if we had Arbeh before and we weren't to the sun god and said, get rid of this, right? Now, this is like never before. We never see this, and you'll never see it again.
But imagine how worried they were when they saw that wind. Like, what's Hashem cooking up?
Well, he knows what they're coming. They know. Right, they know.
Well, they think they know, but they've never experienced it, so they don't really know.
Right. Yeah.
Like, what surprise?
Okay.
I'm just thinking, being quite a psychological process for the Jews as well, because in the beginning, they were forced to work harder. And so they must have, a big percentage of them rebelled against Moshe. I'm thinking I'm translating this into today's world.
Who rebelled against Moshe?
The Jews.
Yeah.
because he was the stirrer.
Correct.
Was stirring with the powers that be.
Yes.
Who were making them work hard. Was not
angry with him.
And so this was the process that Hashem could only address Israel kind of thing in the last page plagues, because by this stage they had come to realize that
In the end, like the test, the end test is Makap HaCharot. Makap HaCharot is testing not just the Egyptians. The Makap HaCharot is the test of the Jews. That's the big test. Right. You can't. Correct. The Jews wouldn't have done anything. They wouldn't have known anything. Exactly. I mean, that's our whole thing. Let's go to Choshech. We're going to skip. Choshech is Perik Yud Pasuk Chav Aleph. So we're already out of time. I'm over time. Vayomer Hashem, you see where I am? Perek Yud, Pasuk Chafal. Vayomer Hashem El Moshe, Nete Yadcha al Hashamayim, Vihi Choshech al Eretz Mitzrayim, Vyamesh Choshech. Moshe's doing this, by the way, and now Moshe's doing all of it himself. Remember the first plague Aaron did? The second plague was a combination. The first three Aaron did, the second three was like Moshe and Aaron together. Third one, only Moshe. And then it starts, God says, hand, staff. What's this one?
Hand.
What does it mean? I know it.
Finally got it right.
Finally got it right. Choshech afela. Warning? What was the warning?
There was no warning.
Choshech afela. Mechol eretz Mitzrayim shloshet yamim. Lo ra'u ish et achiv. Lo kam ish mitachav shloshet yamim. Okay? Remember, we did Choshech 1 year, didn't we? Listen back. We did a shiur on Choshech.
Yes, we did.
I actually think that.
I remember
that, it. Yeah, you remember? It was like jarring, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Scary. Okay? It put Choshech in a new light, and it's like, I think that's totally emet. I really think that's the Choshech. It wasn't just.
I had that on tape.
What?
I have that on tape.
Sure, I recorded it. Yeah, I think.
Give us the punchline, one sentence.
Think about.
What
you read Harry Potter?
No.
Oh, then I can't explain it to you.
You got homework.
In Harry Potter, there's this concept called the Dementors. Okay? And when the Dementors come, they suck out all the light out of the room. All you feel is a cold darkness of sadness and depression. The Choshech they felt wasn't physical Choshech. It was total personal darkness that prevented a person from seeing, from moving. They couldn't move because it was like, you thought it was like thick soup. They couldn't move because they couldn't move. Because they all wanted to die. Paralyzing darkness.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. Yeah, much worse than darkness.
Much worse than darkness. Mm. I think it's on the app. It's online somewhere. What?
It's also because this is, it leaves no hope.
Right.
Right. Like all the other plagues, there was still like that.
Oh, beautiful. Oh, I didn't even think of that. Nice. Okay.
Yeah.
That's Choshech. Okay. And so, and of course the Jewish people, B'nai Yisrael, like Orban Moshe Botan, the Jewish people have this life. Etc. Etc. So what we've seen is this incredible progression of levels. Like God exists, God has hashgacha, God is all powerful, and in each one we see a progression from purposeful to warning to no warning. You know what I'm saying? To punishment of like education to warning to punishment. Each one we see this in the text itself. The power of the text, how it's interwoven. It's not always perfect. I think the perfection, the imperfection, or the inexactness speaks to the nature of how closely woven they are together. And obviously the homework you have to do is to try to find then, like what we're going to see is, what's the connection between each one of these, and each one of these, of course, to, I can't write it upside down, no, whatever, Makat B'chorot. Because Makat B'chorot is a combination of all of them. So how does each level, each one is building from one level to the next, and from one level to the next, until you're all in, and to the culmination of all of them, both for the Jewish people and the Egyptians, in such a way that creates the power of Yetziat Mitzrayim. Okay, let's stop here.